And as we bring to a conclusion our trip around the world on this special edition of Prophecy Today, 2006, a year in review, we have to go to Jerusalem, the holy city. Our dear friend Menno Kalashir, who is pastor of the church Kehillah HaRishalayim in Jerusalem, is Mike's side with us. Shana Tova, Menno.
Shana Tova. Happy New Year.
Thank you very, very much. We've traveled around the world, electronically at least, from Washington to Iraq to Iran to Israel, then on to the European Union, the British Isles, and Hungary. But, of course, the focus of the world is Jerusalem as it relates to end times Bible prophecy. Menno, you're a pastor, but you're also a student of Bible prophecy. Several questions. Are we today living in the last days?
Well, anytime you may ask me this question, the answer will be yes, at least as I understand it. I look at Daniel 2, Daniel 7. I look at the book of Revelation. I do believe we live in a generation that we have big parts of these prophecies already done, and the last part, the last 5 to 10% need to be done. And the infrastructure to fulfill these last parts are already there, is already here. Look at Daniel chapter 2. We are just looking at the foot of the image. It's the last part. We see how the world is becoming into a level of one order, one man that's supposed to do things. We see how the things are coming together to a point where we're seeking one leadership. Economy is one economy. The world, it looks like a big village. Yes, I do believe personally that we're in the end times.
Will the focus on Jerusalem, Menno, and the Jewish people help us to know what God's time is for the Lord's return?
Yes, because we know that everything is going to end up in Jerusalem. It's very unique. You know, we say, or the world is saying, that we have a peace agreement with the Palestinians, or we are in the process. And every time they tell you, the issue of Jerusalem is waiting to be the last portion.
Mm.
And everyone knows why, because it's the tough nut. You can cut the borders in the north, you can cut the borders in the east, in the south. No, in the west we have the sea, so mm-hmm. It's different. But when you come to Jerusalem, oh, it's a different animal, as we call it in Hebrew. They know it's the toughest situation, so they say, okay, let's deal with all the issues, let's solve everything, and then let's deal with Jerusalem. It sounds funny because Jerusalem, it's the issue that is going to break everything.
And as it relates to the Jewish people, all of these dictators of the world, these leaders of these terrorist organizations, saying their rebellion in this world is because of the Jewish people living on what they refer to as Islamic land. So the Jews will continue to be the focus as well, will they not?
Well, I do believe yes. We see it also statement by presidents of Prime Minister of Britain and others as well, when they said that major issue of the world's problems are because of the Israeli-Palestinian or Israeli-Arab conflict. So you start to see, or to hear, better to say, more and more figures in politics saying that we should emphasize and take all our efforts to solve the Israeli-Palestinian problem, because if that will be solved, all the rest are going to be easy things to do, or easier things to do.
Well, we're talking about current events with you right now and with the other guests that we've had on this special edition of Prophecy Today. But in essence, this was pre-written history 2,500 years ago. The ancient Jewish prophets told us this would be what would be happening in the last days. So we're basically seeing prophecy come to pass.
Yes, we are. Again, it's not that we know every small detail, but when we come and take all the small details into one puzzle, it's amazingly fit what our prophets said. Today in the morning, they hanged Saddam Hussein. Again, events are going slowly, slowly, but when you look at it at 10-year blocks, 25-year blocks, you see major events. Yesterday, the Soviet Union. Today, Russia. Yesterday, big empire like Iraq. Today, there is no. When you look at history in blocks of 25, 50 years, you realize that we are in an age where many, many changes are done in a relatively short time.
Glory, I'm about to stand up and shout here, Menno. Well, let me ask you this final question. Among the unbelieving Jews, I'm not talking about Jews who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I'm talking about those Jews that basically live throughout all of Israel and, in fact, around the world. I know that a segment of the Jewish society of the world would be secular humanist. They are anti-God almost, as maybe many others are in this world. But there's a vast majority of the Jewish people, whether they be religious or not, that have a God consciousness. Now, among these unbelieving Jews, is there a trend to look for the coming Messiah? As the sign I've read there in Israel many times, Hikunu Laviat HaMashiach, prepare for the coming of the Messiah. Is that trend there?
Yes. I mean, Jews, even those who are not considered to be religious, the aspect of Messiah is in their hand, in their head. They do not have the idea of a Messiah like you and me may have. First of all, taking out our sins, confession our sins. They don't look at it in, first of all, I need to submit. But they do have the Messiah in mind that is going to solve the problem and fix the issues, all the problems of Israel, and bring Israel to its right place. Yes, they do have that in mind. They realize that politics and the powers that we are using today is not enough. We need something higher than that. That's absolutely so.
And the trend of the world looking for a Messiah, not necessarily Jesus Christ, as Benno just explained to us, but a Messiah who's going to take away the problems of this world. Hikunu Laviat HaMashiach. I've seen that on bumper stickers, on banners, on billboards in Israel. Prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And the world indeed had better do that. Well, Menno, it's a joy to chat with you in these last hours before we move into 2007. A lot could unfold. The rapture seemingly has not taken place. Now, we're not finished yet, but 2006 I thought was a great year. Would you not agree with me? 2007 would be a great year for the rapture to take place, to have Jesus Christ call us up to be with him forevermore.
Absolutely, yes, but don't forget that 2006 did not finish yet. We have still 6 more hours, and as for me, the rapture can be between these 6 hours.
Any moment now, it could happen indeed. Well, Menno, in Hebrew, Shona Tova, Happy New Year to you, your family, and all the people in the church there.
Thank you so much. May God bless you. Thank you.